Hi, I'm Melissa.
And I'm Mel.
Girl, let me tell you, I only had maybe a little less than half of that drink.
When you're drinking, you just gotta drink more.
I have a strongly worded email.
Actually, that feels in line, though.
That is not that, true!
No, listen. And every now and again, when somebody get out of line, you just yell, pop the trunk.
I'm the juice to her gin. Did we hit record?
Is it working? Is it on?
All this. So let me tell you guys the story before we start the episode. So this man, black guy, decides to have a threesome on like New Year's Eve going into New Year's Day. And he took a Viagra. And so he said, you know, he's all excited and trying to, you know, prove himself to this woman and decides to go out and really hard. But he had missed and hit a bone. Snapped his little pee-pee. He said that thing blew up almost instantly. This man is such a freak. He decides he wants to try to keep going and then realize it hurts too bad. We got to stop this.
Something's wrong.
Yes,
sir.
So the next day, instead of going to the hospital, he's like, oh, it'll be okay. He tells his friends. Or actually, I think the girl called on some like, are you okay? I think it was either his friend or the girl. Somebody called him on some like, are you okay? He was like, no, it's still bad. And they were like, you should go to the hospital.
Because, sir.
He ends up going to the hospital.
He didn't go that night?
No. He waited like a full day. Ends up going to the hospital. He is really, like, they were telling him he might have erectile dysfunction.
Because, hello?
His
juice? Yeah, because they have to...
Why would he even?
I don't know the inner workings to make the penis work again. But whatever they had to do to make it work again, you know, going up in there and straightening it out.
Why would you risk that? If you care about it so much, go to the doctor and make sure it can be fixed.
Chad, his name is Drew, so, and he talks like he has a list. Hi, my name is Drew, and I broke my penis having a threesome on New Year's Eve.
That is crazy.
I was like, part one, yes. Please tell me. Hi, my name is Drew, and I broke my penis having a threesome on New Year's Eve. I was like, yes.
And then proceeded to tell this story on the internet for everybody to see.
I should find it because I'm telling you, that's exactly how he
talks. I bet you the woman was in the comments. I bet you she in one of them comments.
Yeah, they were like the nurses were, what's this guy's name? It's like Drew...
What a crazy, crazy thing to do.
Yeah. I'm about to find. Hold on. Let me see. Oh, I can't just look up penis broken.
Yo, this is why your algorithm is crazy right here.
This is exactly why. Because if I can have one thought and I go.
Jesus.
And my algorithm be like, girl, dang, I can't look up threesome either. Anybody know this man's name? His name is Drew. But I don't know his, dang, I'm not going to be able to find it because I want y'all to hear this man's voice. Hi, my name is Drew, and I have broke my penis having a threesome. Why are you talking like that, Mr. Sir?
That's crazy.
Let me see if I can go back because I actually posted about it on Threads. Ah, here we go. Okay, hold on. My algorithm's a time. I mean, it really is. I really. Here it is.
Put a finger down because you had to have a threesome during New Year's Eve and you went to go do a big thrust. You slipped out and your meat stick didn't hit the right hole and then you jammed it and it broke.
Your meat stick?
Yeah. That's how it starts.
Hello. If you're new here, my name is Drew and I broke my dick trying to have a threesome on New Year's Eve.
Oh my.
Tell me
gosh,
that didn't.
That hey, was.
My name is yes. Drew and I broke his dick trying to have a threesome on New Year's Eve. It's a great time, you guys.
I hate it.
So it's a great time. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Gin Juice Podcast. My name is Melissa.
My name is Melanie.
We get on this. Welcome if you're new here. We want to thank our sponsors.
We do. And we have a few of them to thank. And that is Rocket Money, Mint Mobile, Cure Hydration, and Hungry Root.
You'll hear more about them later in the episode. All right. This is going to be a pop the trunk special.
Yes.
If you have some Pop the Trunks that you would like to send to us, please send them to speakpipe.com/GJ. Again, that's speakpipe.com/GJ. Remember, I think we have about, is it a minute or is it 30 seconds?
It's 90 seconds.
Okay, thank you. So we have a 90 second maximum on your story times. So, but also we do a part one, part two. It's just when you send them in, make sure you label them. Mm-hmm. So we know where we're starting. So, you know, put your name -1, put your name -2 or whatever you want to title in case you want to be anonymous, -1, -2, -3, -4.
Like continued something. Mm-hmm. But before we get into the Pop the Trunks, I have a game. That I wanted to do because this is gin and juice. And so a part of the basis of this is that we are similar, but also different. So the game is, oh, I forgot the name that they called it. Regardless, I'm going to give an either or and then count to three. And then we say which of the are either or answer. Okay. So we're going to start with R&B queens and kings.
Okay.
112 or Jagged Edge. 1, 2, 3, Jagged Edge.
It may be Jagged Edge, but
112?
I don't know that I know a 112 song.
So why would you pick them?
Jagged Edge. This is what's
gonna,
a 112 song?
This is going to be a
wait, let me see.
Peaches and Cream.
What's a Jagged Edge song? Mimi at the Altar?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, Jagged Edge.
This is going to be a long game.
Okay, go.
All right.
Also, you do early 90s, child. Keep going.
No, I have a lot of options
Okay, go.
Jodeci. Are Boys to Men. 1, 2, 3, Boys to Men.
It is Boys to Men. That's a hard one though, but it's also very specific to the generation.
Yes.
If I was like Gen X, like late Gen X, low key early millennial, I probably would have said Jodeci.
Okay. SWV or Escape. 1, 2, 3,
SWV.
All right. Brandy. Or Monica.
Oh.
1, 2, 3, Brandy. Monica. I knew you were going to say Brandy because I know you like her. My truth is I like Monica.
Brandy is the only one.
So sorry. I love Monica.
Wait, can I tell you my random connection?
Yes.
Hold on. Let me make sure I tell you. I think that Follow Me.
Oh, Lord.
Okay. The raw material.
Okay.
To make the song Sitting Up in My Room is the same raw material that makes Dreaming of You by Selena.
What is?
So you already know that's what I'm about to do. Late at night when all the world
is
sleeping, I stay up and think of you.
Okay.
And I wish on a star that somewhere you are thinking of me too. Okay. What is Sitting Up in My Room? Yes. Seems like ever since the first day we met, there is no one I can think of more than you.
Okay.
Can't seem to forget, can't get you out of my head. Guess the verdict's in, I'm crazy over you.
Okay.
How can one be down? Tell me where to start. Because like, every time you smile, I feel trembles in my heart. I have but one concern. Till that day comes. I feel like obviously the songs are different.
Yeah, yeah, but like the.
But I feel like the raw, the energy and the raw material behind the songs are the same.
I kind of see it.
Yeah.
I see it. I went with you there.
Yeah.
Okay, a few more. That was good.
Okay.
Mary J. Blige or Faith Evans? Mary J.
Yeah, it's definitely Mary J. for me.
Okay.
It's hard because you never know if you're actually talking about like vocal ability, but the reality is it's Mary J.
Okay. Aaliyah or Ashanti? 1, 2, 3, Ashanti.
I plead the fifth.
It's hard. Yeah, that one actually, I was like, actually.
There's such goodness to Ashanti
in
her
songs.
And she was like breaking records at her height, like 2 or 3, I want to say, if not more at her height. However, when I think about sleep.
Yeah,
when I think about thongs,
four-page
for
letter.
Me to see heels, I think about four-page letter. I think about that's hard.
I, you know what? I feel like I was Ashanti was like my era. I have so many memories tied to her music. So I say Ashanti, but like I also recognize Aaliyah. Like I recognize it, but like if it's an either or.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. Okay. Ooh, this is probably a bad one. Kay. They're both like terrible people. So now we can pick who's worse, Ne-Yo or Trey Songz. Neither. Actually, after I Ne-Yo low-key, he got some hits. Ne-Yo got hits.
The thing is, you Ne-Yo can't deny Ne-Yo's writing pen.
Yeah,
he has written
So Sick was crazy.
What's the one by Beyonce that he wrote, You Can Leave Out My Dough?
Oh, Irreplaceable.
Thank you. That's it.
Yeah.
And the one from he wrote for Rihanna.
I think he did write a song for Rihanna. I don't remember.
What is the song he wrote for Rihanna? Hate That I Love You? Wait, did he write that though?
Oh, I don't know.
What song did Ne-Yo write for Rihanna? Oh, Hate That I Love You.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
He's good. Okay, this is fun because I already know who you're going to pick. Toni Braxton or Tamar Braxton?
It's only Tony for me.
Okay. Rest in peace, D'Angelo. Maxwell or D'Angelo?
Maxwell.
Okay. And then ready? Destiny's Child.
Oh.
Or TLC.
It's so hard because how many albums does TLC really have legit?
Yeah.
No Scrubs. Is that the name of the album? Mm-hmm. It's Crazy, Sexy, Cool, mm-hmm. and Ooh Baby, on the Baby, TLC Baby. Hit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, or I forget the name of the album. I think
it's Ooh on the TLC Tip. So three.
Okay. But boy, them songs. But then you think about Destiny's Child. Yes. But also, I wasn't really in Destiny's Child. Saying, okay, go 1, 2, 3.
Okay. 1, 2, 3.
Invoke.
I was gonna say, actually, I don't know. I couldn't choose.
Oh, it was called fan mail. Yeah, that is.
Oh, fan mail. Yeah. I felt like I was gonna say TLC in that moment, but I because Beyonce, so it's hard, and they had incredible songs, so it's hard. That's a hard one.
Yeah.
Okay, let me do this ad, and then we can go to the first pop the trunk. So let's talk about Rocket Money, the first sponsor of today's episode. Let me tell y'all how I feel about organizing my finances. I hate it. I absolutely hate it. I hate tracking money, but I recognize how important it is, how responsible it is, and how much it saves you money when it's being tracked. When you know where your money is going, you are more likely to not spend it on things or stop spending it on things that you don't need to spend it on. And if you're like me and hate it, Rocket Money can help do that. So you don't have to do it yourself, but yet it still gets to be done. Rocket Money tracks, it has helped me track subscriptions, particularly subscriptions, because I am constantly subscribed to somebody's news article last night because I was looking up a case and needed. As soon as I click the link, it'd be like, subscribe to read more. And of course, they stop it right where you need to get, right when you get to the good part. So I sign up all the time. Just take my credit card. The computer makes it so easy. So yes, sign me up. But then I forget all the time that I've signed up. And now, a year later, I have given this company $6.99 for the last year.
Mm-hmm.
And didn't even realize it. And so Rocket Money has helped track those things and can help cancel those things. So you can stop spending money that you didn't even realize you were spending.
I have one. I have a subscription that, you can't say who it was for.
For what?
Okay, I won't even say it. I had a subscription. It was a like a document holding subscription, like a platform that you can upload documents and stuff to. And I had a subscription under one email and then another subscription under another email. And I didn't realize it until maybe at the beginning of the year. And I was like, why do I have both of these? And it's stuff like that, that it helps you catch. Like, these are all of your subscriptions. Do you want us to help you cancel one of them? Yes.
Yes.
Yes, please. I would love for you to cancel one of these. 'Cause why do I have two?
The follow-up of them being able to help cancel is like amazing. It would be one thing. It is one thing to just be like, hey, here's all the tracking information. But the added bonus of like, do you want to cancel this? Because we got you on that too. It makes it amazing. It also can help you set budgets and goals, get personalized insights and regular reports for some of your spending and where your money's going. You can receive real-time alerts for large transactions, upcoming bills, refunds, and low balances. It really kind of centralizes a lot of things and helps you manage, really oversee, kind of see where all your money is going. So let Rocket Money help you reach your financial goals faster. Join at rocketmoney.com/GJ.
GJ.
That's rocketmoney.com/GJ. rocketmoney.com/GJ. All right, let's go to the first Pop the Trunk.
Okay. Crazy, Sexy, Cool, because people are talking about this album on here, had Creep.
Oh, wow.
Digging on You.
Oh.
Red Light Special.
The good ones.
Waterfalls.
That's amazing. Good one.
It's just, you know.
Yeah.
What a time. What they was out here driving RAV4s.
Hello.
At the dog on top of the charts.
You got the next one?
Okay. Hey, Melissa and Mel. This is Kat. Love your show. Been watching it since the beginning. Hey, this is not a real Pop the Trunk, but I wanted you to know I've been watching the Boondocks, and I think I found where the original term Pop the Trunk came from. It's the Boondocks, season 2, episode 4, about 15 minutes in. But you should watch the whole episode or watch up to that point to, you know, to know where it came from. But I think that's where it came from. And I don't know where you guys said it came from, but it's really funny. And I laughed a lot when I heard it and immediately got on to one of my favorite podcasts, which are you guys, and wanted to tell you. So that's where it came from. Hope you guys have an amazing weekend and can't wait for the next episode. Bye.
I have no idea if that's the origination. It came from high school being dumb and me and my friends putting the bat in the trunk. I know other people in more extreme situations kept other things in their trunks. We did not live that life. We kept bats. Other people kept guns. I know that part. And so we would yell Pop the Trunk. I never was a Boondocks watcher.
I've never watched a single episode.
But now I want to watch that episode to see what it said.
Yeah, I wrote it down so I can watch it too. I think 100% I've never watched a Boondocks episode. I'm so sorry because I know the culture.
There is a, yeah.
But I've never watched a single episode. So that's very interesting. And you guys didn't. Well, the thing about it is it's also not hard to like say this in real time become a thing across multiple, you know what I mean? Cause generally that's where like you're keeping a weapon. And so you get that. So anyway, very interesting though. Thank you for that tidbit. I definitely want to go back and watch it.
Okay. Another game before I do the next ad. So this one is, a little bit of pop. Okay. So I'm sure you can guess the first one, NSYNC or Backstreet Boys. Oh. 1, 2, 3, NSYNC. Okay, Christina Aguilera or Britney Spears. 1, 2, 3, Christina Aguilera. Nice. Okay.
Although Britney is a queen, okay?
She be popping that little booty on that Instagram
her
with them low rise
panties on.
She be popping.
Britney Spears is a pop princess. Mm-hmm. Love her down, kind of.
I know where you'll go with this. Ariana Grande or Taylor Swift. 1, 2, 3.
Ariana.
Bruno Mars or The Weeknd. 1, 2, 3. Bruno Mars.
Definitely trying to go to his new show. I ain't heard Nance song, but the little single he put out. I'm buying tickets to the concert. I'll be there in April in Vegas. Thanks so much.
Pussycat Dolls or Danity Kane. 1, 2, 3.
Danity Kane. Even though I do love, I know like, Pussycat Dolls that I love, but like we in the club, we ride slow, we're things that the boys don't do.
Okay. Lady Gaga or Katy Perry.
1, 2, 3, Katy Perry. Girl, somebody melanated. I have no idea. Katy Perry or Lady Gaga?
Yes.
Okay, let me think for real. What's a Lady Gaga song?
I have no idea.
I used to like Dark Horse.
Okay.
With Juicy J, I think. It wasn't Katy Perry? Yeah, we're on Katy. Yeah, yeah.
Oh. My favorite Katy Perry song is War. I used to bite my tongue and hold my breath, scared to rock the boat and make a mess. So I sit quietly.
Yes.
Agree.
But I think my answer is Katy Perry.
Oh my gosh. I love that. So I see my gym song. I used to be in there like, I got the eye of the tiger. Okay.
First of all, Dark Horse, I know, by Katy Perry. Roar, yes. I know. Teenage Dream,
I know. The Kissing Girls.
Did she have a Kissing Girl song?
I think I know Hot and Cold. Wow. Oh, you talking about I Kissed a Girl and I Liked It.
Is that Katy Perry?
Or is that Lady Gaga? Don't Lady Gaga have a kissing song too?
I don't know no Lady Gaga songs.
I think my answer is Katy Perry. What are Lady Gaga songs though? I thought Lady Gaga got a song about I Kissed a Girl too. I'm not going to lie to you. I don't know these people.
The Beyonce song.
Telephone
with Lady Gaga.
Yeah, that's Lady Gaga.
I like that song.
Poker Face. My poker face. I think I know Bad Romance too, but I don't remember how it goes.
You know Bad Romance. How does Bad Romance go? You know that one.
I think I do. Bad Romance.
Yes.
Rah, 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 romance. I want your love. I want your disease.
Yeah, that one.
Okay. That might be the only songs I know. My answer is Katy Perry. Final answer.
Okay. A few more, then we'll go to the next ad.
Okay.
Shawn Mendes.
I love him.
Or Ed Sheeran. One, two, three.
Ed Sheeran.
Shawn Mendes.
Really?
It's Ed Sheeran for me. I think he is so talented. He writes most of his songs. I love me some Ed Sheeran.
That Stitches song, that.
But one thing about that Shawn Mendes.
Man.
That, how does it go, Mel? Because that Stitches song is my favorite song.
It's so good.
It sounds like there's a choir behind it. But what's the bridge part? Hold on. Give us the lyrics. Hold on.
Everybody's saying Ed. I'm out here by myself.
No, because Ed is the right answer, Mel. However,
Sean got another song. I love. It's on my phone. I'm gonna find it. I love it so much.
He had a good year. What was it?
Shawn Mendes. Man, you know, one of the things that I enjoy is having like a white boy jam of the summer.
Yeah,
it's one of my favorite things. There was a period of time where Shawn Mendes was it, but let me tell you who else was it. That Joe Jonas.
Oh yeah,
or
he's
Nick.
Good. Oh, that Jealous song.
Ooh,
so good.
I don't know which of the Jonas Brothers it is, but whoever's the one that sings that Jealous song, and his clips from the concert be going viral on my little FYP. And he had a little black choir behind him.
Oh, did he?
Girl. I said,
And Treat You Better. I love that Treat You Better song by Shawn Mendes.
Gonna treat you better than I can. And love you, girl, like you deserve a gentleman. Tell me why you wasting time. I know you wasting time when you should be with me instead. I know I can treat you better. Better than he can.
All right, girl. I love that. Okay, last one. Then we can do this ad. Oh, I already know where you're going to go with this.
Okay.
Adam Levine or John Mayer. One, two, three. Adam Levine.
I was going to say, what is a John Mayer song?
I don't know. There's a song people like of him, but I never got into it. But people like him. Just not us.
Free Falling. No, is that him?
Free falling. That's not like Aerosmith. But the answer is Adam because we love.
The answer is Adam. I'm just thinking of what John Mayer's song is.
I don't know John Mayer.
It's like he got like a soft, airy voice, don't he? And that's a turn off. I'd be like, boy, put some soul in it.
Okay, his songs, You're Gonna Live Forever, The Heart of Life, Free. Oh, it is Free Falling. How does it go, Joshua?
It's very light and airy. It is not like the Aerosmith.
Yes, it's very airy. I don't like that.
He got like a soft air. Girl, hold on. That's us.
That's a turn
Don't he got a song about Earth or the world?
Oh, you finna demonetize yourself.
Oh, gravity.
And they will gravity. Oh, see, yes, gravity.
I think
gravity.
That's what I know.
Gravity. Yeah, don't play it. Don't play it. Don't play it.
How does it go? I think I know it.
Gravity.
That's it, how it goes.
Oh, it's so. I don't like that.
That is all it can stand.
That. He's layering that.
And, yeah. And it still is not.
Yeah, Adam Levine is the right answer. Plus, also, he part of Maroon 5. And yes. Me, Mel, Greg, and Kev were in Vegas one time because they had a residency. And I was like, oh, we need to go see them. And we didn't think we knew any of their songs. We went through.
And we know
Maroon. We should do it right now.
No, we did it before.
We on this podcast? Yes. Oh. We were like, wait, are we fans of Maroon 5? And we did not know. We knew so many of their songs.
They do have
songs.
A catalog. Like a Maroon 5
Versus. Yes.
Oh, that would have been fun.
A Maroon 5 Versus?
Oh, I'm not going to lie, though. Sometimes the pop ones are a lot of fun just to watch. Yeah. And like, and I low-key love the reminiscence of Versus too.
Gravity.
Yeah.
It's going to be in my head now.
Yeah.
Okay, let me tell you about Mint Mobile.
Your body is a wonderland.
Your body is a wonderland.
That's that John Mayer, too.
That's John Mayer?
Yep. They said that that song changed the world. Waiting on the world to change.
That's him, too?
We keep waiting.
That's the John
one
that, Mayer?
Yeah, that's the one I said. I said, don't he got a world song?
You did not a camper. We were asleep. It's still Adam, no but
disrespect.
We were asleep.
No disrespect to John. No disrespect to John. We didn't know your discography.
Yes.
But now that we heard it, we still going to choose Adam. But no shade, no disrespect. Yeah.
We should have thought about it a little longer, apparently. Going to tell you about the next sponsor of our podcast, which is Mint Mobile. Now that the holidays are over, you might be feeling like you've got a big spending hangover. Amen. The drinks, the holiday foods, the gifts. It all adds up. Luckily, Mint Mobile is here to help you cut back on overspending on wireless this January with 50% off of unlimited premium wireless. Did you hear that? 50% off unlimited premium wireless. What a deal, right? Number one, in comparison to some of my previous carriers, amen, Mint Mobile is just helps in that regard a ton with as far as the pricing is concerned. It helps you, like I just said, cut on overspending. There's so many things that you constantly are spending your money on. And so when you are able to cut back on some of that overspending, but on something that is useful, like your service for your electronics like this, it just makes sense. Mint Mobile's end of year sale is still going on. Come on, we love an end of year sale that goes into the new year. It's still going on, but only until the end of this month. So cut out big wireless, bloated plans, and unnecessary monthly charges with 50% off 3, 6, or 12 months of unlimited premium wireless. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. For me personally, because of the plans, they have the 3, 6, or 12 month unlimited plans. And at this price point, which again, is just speaks to my heart, it becomes a very good use case for me for my daughter, for my 9-year-old who doesn't have a phone yet, but does have obviously other electronics where this kind of stuff is useful. And so being able to get it at a good price point and kind of test out and, you know, give her the accessibility to have these things, but in a way that, you know, is responsible. And again, at a price point that I can afford, Mint Mobile is just perfect for that. So this January, quit overspending on wireless with 50% off unlimited premium wireless. Plans start at $15 a month at mintmobile.com/GJ.
GJ.
That's mintmobile.com/GJ. Okay, I hope you caught that. Limited time offer upfront payment of $45 for 3 months, $90 for 6 months, or $180 for 12 months plan required. $15 a month is the equivalent. Taxes and fees are extra. Initial term only. Less than 50 gigs may slow when network is busy. Capable devices required. Availability, speed, and coverage varies. See mintmobile.com. And that is the perfect time to tell you about the next sponsor of this podcast, which is Cure Hydration. Cure Hydration is a plant-based hydrating electrolyte drink mixed with no added sugar, a natural, delicious, and convenient way to keep you hydrated without the artificial stuff. We talked, I think last week or one of these weeks, we've been talking about, my hydration specifically because I was severely dehydrated recently. So I've been having a lot of conversations and trying to be very mindful of my hydration. And Liz was talking about, like, you know, drinking water obviously is good, but you need to boost the hydration that you're getting from that water and get some of those electrolytes. And so I've started to incorporate, Cure Hydration into my morning smoothies, actually, is what I've been doing, just to make sure that I'm getting all of the things that I need. They have the hydration packs, clean and simple, plant-based electrolytes, no added sugar, only 25 calories, hydrates better than water alone, which again is like the key thing that I, in this stage of my life, have been realizing and recognizing that I need, and taste, because one of the things I've traditionally not liked about these kinds of things is the taste, mm-hmm. but Cure Hydration, the taste is great, and they have refreshing flavors like watermelon, berry, pomegranate, and lemonade, never too sweet or artificial, which is what helps me keep using them, because if the taste is there, not there, then mm-hmm. I'm out. Perfect for workouts, travels, mornings, like I just said, how I've been using them, or just making water taste better.
Jesus. And that is a cheat code. Adding them into your like smoothies is a cheat code. I do this too.
Yep. It really and is the lemonade and the berry pomegranate are the two. I'm not really a watermelon girl, but the berry pomegranate, especially because I make a lot of like berry smoothies. Mm-hmm. So it just works perfectly yeah. for what I'm already making. So that one has been one of my favorites. So staying hydrated isn't just about water. You also need electrolytes. That's why me and my family loves Cure. It's clean and tastes great. You can grab Cure on Amazon or find a store near you at curehydration.com/GJ. Real ingredients, real hydration. So if you are a person like me, because when I first started and realized my hydration was low and I was dehydrated, it was like there are so many options of these packets and like, where do I start? Which one is good? Which one I'm gonna like? And so we are here to tell you, try Cure Hydration. Yeah. All right.
Yes, you do actually need electrolytes.
Yeah.
And so someone said depends on the water you're drinking, which is true. The electrolytes are actually what like actually hydrates you. And you can get that from like coconut water. Someone said they add a little like a pinch of salt. I did that recently as well. But you can do that. Use like Himalayan pink salt and put that actually put inside my coconut water because that already is like carries a lot of electrolytes as well. Okay. Anyway. Moving on. It's part of the reason when they say you're dehydrated, not to just drink water, but yeah. they'll have you drink like a sports drink mm-hmm. or even Pedialyte. Mm-hmm. It's because it's carrying electrolytes. Otherwise, they would tell you drink water.
All right. Next set is some TV, a little bit of TV. Ready?
Okay.
Martin or Fresh Prince of Bel-Air? One, ooh, two, three. Fresh Prince. It's my truth.
Yeah, mine too.
Living Single or Girlfriends? One, two, three, living single.
But Girlfriends I watched when I was in college okay. with those girls. Mm-hmm. And I want to go back as an adult and watch it.
Yeah.
Because I feel like I would have a different take on it.
Yeah.
But Living Single also just has a special place in my heart.
Agreed. Okay. A Different World or The Cosby Show? One, two, three,
Cosby Show.
Mm-hmm. Insecure or Atlanta? One, two, three. Insecure.
I didn't watch Atlanta all the way okay. through. I think I only watched maybe two seasons.
Okay. The Wire or Power? One, two, three.
Power. I didn't finish. I barely started The Wire.
I've never watched
it. I watched maybe half of the first season with Kev late last year.
I understand the love of it. Not me. Scandal or How to Get Away with Murder? One, two, three.
Scandal.
How to Get Away with Murder was so amazing. Good. But so Scandal good. Is like untouchable.
Yeah.
It was in its heyday, it was perfection. Man,
what a time to be alive.
Yeah.
Who shot Fitz?
Oh, man. So good. Sister, or Moesha. 1, 2, 3, Moesha. I knew you were going to say Moesha.
It's definitely Moesha.
Yeah.
I watched Sister, but not the way I watch Moesha.
When Sister came back, when they got older and they remixed that intro, I said, oh, girl.
Oh, my God.
I was trying to do my hair like them. I wanted to dress like them. It was speak to my heart. Speak to my heart. That's what that show did for me.
Holy Spirit.
I love Sister. Okay. The Wayans brothers or Jamie Foxx show? Ooh. 1, 2, 3. Jamie Foxx.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hanging with Mr. Cooper.
Okay.
Or Smart Guy. 1, 2, 3.
Hanging with Mr. Cooper. I don't think I really watched Smart Guy for real.
He's a smart guy.
I remember it, but there was a period of time where I thought that, hold on. Because what is her name? I can see her face. Holly Robinson Peete.
Oh, uh-huh.
This woman was the most beautiful woman on planet Earth to me. Oh, my God. I thought she was just so pretty. She actually hosts now with her husband some married dating show, I think, on OWN.
I
don't remember what it's called, though.
I feel like I've seen this,
But I'm just like, yes, back, man. Yeah. That was my girl.
I think I know what you're going to say, but here we go. Everybody Hates Chris or... My Wife and Kids. 1, 2, 3.
I didn't watch either.
You didn't watch either of those shows.
I watched the pilot of My Wife and Kids because we were working on a show.
Oh, yeah.
That's it.
My Wife and Kids is so funny.
I can tell.
Years of funny TV. Actually, I don't know how many seasons it had, but oh my gosh, there was a period of my life in which I was obsessed with my wife. I had to watch every episode. It was so funny. It brought me so much joy.
I will download it for my plane adventures.
You should.
Yeah.
It's funny. Okay. I have not watched Everybody Hates Chris. I've probably watched maybe two episodes, maybe an episode and a half. Maybe it was. I didn't think it was that great. Okay, we can go to Josh. We can go to the next Pop the Trunk, and I'll do another one.
Hey, Melissa and Mel, I would like to pop the trunk on overly compassionate people and people who walk all over them. My mom is 51 years old. I'm 29 with a 6-year-old. We're good. We're well taken care of. I want her to enjoy her life, but she's too busy worrying about all the family members and the friends around who don't give 2 cents about her. She will take her only off day and take them here and there, and they can't even say thank you.
Hello?
She has literally gotten a text on her birthday from them asking for money and not even telling her happy birthday. She can be sick in the hospital. They don't care. They still going to ask her for something. Don't even know how she doing. And I want her to put her foot down and stop telling these people, yeah, I do it. No, you won't. You raised your kid. You done. You ain't got no obligations to nobody else, especially people who don't deserve it. So I would like to pop the trunk on that. I want my mom to enjoy her life, but she's too busy worrying about these people who would not give you a dime if they had a million of them. So, yeah, that's all I wanted to say. I love my mom to death, but I feel like she just needs to focus on her and her well-being and enjoying her life. Not even worrying about me and my child. She worried about us too much, too. I'd be like, girl, chill. We good. You done your job. Live your life. I love her, though. Bye. I love y'all, too.
Child, that's my mama, too.
Hey, man. You know what's really funny is she started off with overly compassionate people. Girl, you only popped the trunk on your mama. That was nobody else but your mama. That was to your mother.
Yeah. You wanted to pop the trunk on your mama. But also, I don't be knowing what be happening to people who just feel like they have to wear a cape and save everybody all the time. And you literally want them to, like, go sit down somewhere and stop worrying about everybody. But my mom be doing that too.
Amen.
I just told her the other day, I said, I don't understand why you care about people that literally don't care about you. Amen. And I was talking about one of her family members.
Hello.
Like, girl, they only call you when they want something. Don't answer. Mm-hmm. Please stop answering these people. Because no.
Because no.
Because no.
And it's, you going to be tired and they going to wear you out. And,
that's exactly what happens.
And when you dead and gone, they going to ask somebody else for the money and the time and the energy. And they going to ask somebody else. So tell them people no.
Tell them people no. Because all they're going to do is drain you. Yes. Like all of your, and resources are more than just like your money. Sometimes it's like your emotional capacity.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's like your mental, because you're trying to problem solve their problems with them. Sometimes it's your minutes on your phone, and those are unlimited. Like, girl,
yeah.
I just don't want to be having this conversation with you right now. I want to like veg out and I can't, because you want to call me and talk about your boyfriend. And I told you 3 weeks ago, you should have left him. Please get off my phone with this foolishness.
Amen. All right. The last sponsor of this podcast I want to tell you about is Hungry Root. We love a little Hungry Root over here. You've heard me talk about Hungry Root before, so you know how much I love it because it truly simplifies my life. And as a busy wife and mother and creator and trial watcher and everything, a podcaster, everything else that I have going on, it has been such a game changer for saving time, also reducing my stress, while also making sure my kids are eating healthy and the things that they need. To do all of my weekly food shopping with Hungry Root. Hungry Root plans all of my meals and groceries for the week, fills my cart, and delivers everything I need to eat healthy every day, all while fitting, like I said, my health goals, dietary preferences, and my budget. I recently tried, there was a honey garlic beef recipe with some jasmine rice. My kids, Micaiah specifically, loves rice. So anytime I'm looking at recipes and it includes that, I'm like, sure. And then McKinley is definitely like a meat eater. So this was a perfect match. And then, excuse me, throw in some veggies with it and everybody is happy, healthy, and full. So that is one of the things I like about Hungry Root. Also the variety. Unlike other food delivery companies, Hungry Root now has over 50,000 chef-crafted recipes to choose from each week, with many ready in just 15 minutes or less, because who has a ton of time to make dinner? Not me. I'm doing everything else and trying to get ready for bath time and homework and everything else. And so when meals don't take long to get ready, I'm all in. And they have over 1,000 grocery items for like smoothies, sweets, kid snacks, salad kits, all of the things that you could be thinking about that you want or need is all there. It's insanely easy to find options that fits everyone's taste and nutrition goals. It's a very helpful this week, because what happens for my weeks usually is I don't really know what's going to happen until mm-hmm. it happens or until I realize it. And so when I have my stuff pre-planned already, it just makes mm-hmm. My life easier. So this week I'm planning to go to a hearing that popped up. That'll be on Thursday. And usually I would be stressed about what time I'm leaving, what time I'm coming back. Will I have time to go to the grocery store? But with Hungry Root, all of that is already planned out for me. So it makes it easier for me to commit to some of the other things I want to do while also making sure that everybody in my household has been fed. So you're going to love Hungry Root as much as I do. For a limited time offer, get 40% off of your first box, plus get a free item in every box for life. Go to hungryroot.com/GJ.
GJ.
And use code GJ. That's hungryroot.com/GJ, code GJ, to get 40% off of your first box and a free item of your choice for life. So I have two more, but we'll do one because I think we can wrap out at this, right?
Okay. Really quick, I want to pop the trunk rule on people too. Yeah. I want to pop the trunk on businesses that sell your information, and then now you're getting all of these random spam calls all of the doggone yeah. time, and there's literally nothing
yeah.
that you can do about
Agreed.
It. And California actually just passed a law where you can, or I don't, it's maybe not a law, but this thing where you can sign up to have your information withdrawn from uh-huh. all of these places. But in order to do that, you have to give them your information, including your social security number.
Oh my gosh.
I don't trust none of y'all.
Oh, absolutely.
I don't trust none of y'all. So nobody. I just got two calls back to back. I was literally on here trying to reverse telephone to look up who this person is, just in case I may know you. But I'm at the point where if your name is not in my phone,
100%,
and Apple, mm-hmm. the company, doesn't recognize your caller ID automatically when it comes to me, and it doesn't give me a name that I also recognize, and Amen. I know I'm doing business with you, you will be going to voicemail. That's it. That's all. And if you don't leave a voicemail, you're blocked.
Amen.
You're blocked.
I don't be.
That's it. That's all. You figure out another way to reach me, because why are you even contacting me? And this is the problem that I have. You will receive phone numbers from every place you've ever lived trying to get in contact with you. Plus also, and let me just say this. No, I don't want to sell my house. Stop texting me about, are you interested in selling your property? The answer is no, because you know what? If I was interested in selling my property, I would put it up for sale. You know why it's not up for sale? Because I'm not interested. And I promise you, your text is not going to be the thing that gets me. You know what, Eureka?
Yes.
I want to put my house up for sale. I promise it won't be by way of the text message that you just sent me.
Agreed.
Also,
okay.
If I buy something online, and that little checkbox says, would you like to subscribe to our, and I uncheck it, and you email me anyway, I should be able to sue you.
I agreed. And you know what? Somebody should sue anyway, because those shouldn't be pre-checked, because they make those pre-checked, but then the other check that you have to like actually confirm that you read agreements and the terms and all of that, that's not checked. Okay, so y'all have the ability to not check something.
Yes.
So then everything should be not checked. Don't automatically opt me in. That's a trick of the enemy.
It is.
And y'all should not be allowed to do that. Somebody probably could file a class action. I bet you it would work.
But somebody, I'm signing up. I want to testify. I want to pop check on one more person, because it's all in the same vein. If I go to your store and you tell me, enter your phone number for your receipt, but instead you receive me junk mail and advertisements, I'm going to slap you.
Absolutely.
And
they be lying at the counter.
Do we want to check to see if you have points? No, you want my email and my information so you can send it to these other people so I can get these spam calls. It's all connected. All of you line up single file, and I'm going to backhand each of you individually, because I'm sick of it. I pay for this phone. That means I should be able to give out who I want access to me. But instead, you are giving access to who you want to have access to me. Somehow the link in the chain is broken.
Yeah.
I want input on who has access to my information, my name, my likeness, my email, my phone number.
Yeah.
I'm tired of we are accessed out. Okay, there's a DM on every platform.
Oh,
Instagram wants you to DM people so doggone bad.
So bad.
They don't even want you to post no more. They just literally want you to DM folks all day, every day. Please leave me alone.
The access has been stressing me out. I've actually been so overwhelmed. I was telling somebody the other day, I've been in a funk. It's actually the holidays. Coming back from the holiday, let me tell you this while we on this podcast. I'm telling you right now. So you can know next year when this happens, because the people in the comments be like, Mel is a Grinch. Let me tell you why I'm not the Grinch.
She's not.
What happens is it is very hard for me to turn off. Okay, when I get in, I'm in vacation mode. That means I'm in vacation mode. And if I'm actually committing to vacation mode, it's then very hard for me to ramp back up after the year is over. And so Melissa gets in Christmas mode in July. If I get on that train with her, I would never work. I would never work, because I would be like, no, it's Christmas time. What are we talking about? What? It's Christmas time. So what happened is I finally was like, all right, we're here, right? I waited until Christmas Eve to be in Christmas mode. And now here we are, the middle of January, and I'm just now being like, well, I guess I should make a video. I have been not able to like get back yourself on track. It's been so challenging.
You got to reread 12 week year, man.
I got to do something, because I have been out of it, and it's taken everything in me to be like, oh yeah, this is how I have to make money. So I gotta get up. I lost my train of thought.
I think you wanted to talk about something, but I don't know.
I lost it because I needed to say that part. That's where God wanted me to go. I don't remember. But
we were talking about accessed out.
And so because I've been turned off and not in work mode, everybody contacts me and I'd be like, why is everybody I've been so overwhelmed. And I'm choosing the word overwhelmed instead of like annoyed. I'm trying, cause that's the nice way. Right. But the truth of it is it's a feeling of overwhelm. It's like everybody has access to me and everybody wants something. And I like, please leave me alone. Please. I don't like it. So anyway,
I feel like something is wrong with me, but I do am starting to realize I'm very sensitive to like certain things. I had Joshua was at the house and I was trying to be a gym girly. I wore the same ones today actually to the gym. And so I wore the gym pants, the little tights. I hate those.
Oh.
Oh my God, I hate them so much. Yeah. It was because we were talking about access and I feel like those pants is what I feel like when everybody, it just feels like everything is touching me all the time. Yes. That's what it feels like in real life. And that's how those pants feel. I was working out today and it makes my skin crawl.
Yeah.
And I'm so bad. I'm like, I'm going to keep wearing them so I can be a gym girly. My trainer today, he was like, man, you do look like a gym girly. You be coming here looking like a ragamuffin. Not too much.
Yeah, everybody relax.
Not too much.
Just take it down.
Not too much, because tomorrow the ragamuffin is back, because those are comfortable and they're breathable. Yeah. Okay. They're comfortable and they're breathable. These loose, tight pants. Oh my God. It just makes me itch. All of that to say, I won't turn my phone off.
Yeah, I do too.
Because why are you texting me? Why are you DMing me? Why are you calling me? You can leave a voicemail. It's too much.
It'd be too much.
It's too much.
That actually is maybe perfect for the last thing we'll do. Okay, here we go. These are more like personality based. Okay, be right or be happy. 1, 2, 3.
Happy
be
right.
Happy right? I say be right because then I'll be happy.
I choose happiness over, I very rarely correct people actually because I like to keep the peace.
Amen. Money or peace? 1, 2, 3. Money.
I think money brings peace sometimes. I think when I think about like, what are the problems Jeff Bezos has?
His wife looks like she should stop at the table.
McKenzie
is giving away the fuck. She seems happy.
She seems
happy, right, and peaceful.
Okay.
All okay. of the above.
I just think about what are the problems that you don't have any problems.
Yes.
What are your problems? Your taxes? How to find the loophole so you can pay less?
Right.
Girl. Yeah.
Agreed. Fame or privacy? 1, 2, 3.
Privacy.
Amen. Stability or passion? 1, 2, 3.
Stability? I don't understand the distinction that I'm making. Stability in life?
Well, I thought career as in like Kev working at Boeing because it's stable, or Kev pursuing his dream because it's his passion. So like stability or passion.
Okay, ask me again.
Stability or passion? 1, 2, 3.
My answer didn't change. It's stability.
I would say stability until it's not stable, and then passion.
Well, and that's the thing, right? Because, you know, the last job I had, I was laid off.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
The whole company shut down. So
now we're
was
stuck.
That really stable? I don't know.
Yeah.
But it felt like it at the time.
Love or loyalty? 1, 2, 3. Both.
Yeah, I think so, because the Bible says, if you love me, you'll keep my commands. That sounds like loyalty. So how would you be loyal if you don't love me? How would you love me if you're not loyal? I don't know. They kind of go hand in hand.
All right. Forgive or cut off? 1, 2, 3. Cut off.
I'm probably going to try to forgive you. But it gets to a point. I don't know why all of these I have a extra commentary on the side.
Defeating the point of the game. We ain't said an answer at the same time in 3 rounds.
Yeah. You know, it gets to a point. But I'm going to try to forgive you first.
Comfort zone or growth? 1, 2, 3.
Comfort growth. Zone. I want to grow. But I told...
I want to grow.
I do want to grow. But I did just tell my trainer. I said, you know,
Did I tell you this? I was like, I don't think we really need to like be trying to PR and increase the weight. I think we should plateau. What do you think? Amen. Like, what am I training for real? Nothing. So like, why are we trying to do all this? You're strong now. So who cares?
Let's just maintain.
This is fine.
We don't need to increase.
But my actual problem is that I'm always searching for the new. And I think that's also why I'm always like very critical, because it's always like, what else could I be doing? How can I prove? And I'm always trying to stretch myself. Speaking of which, I want to take a photography class. I think it's a hobby I want to take up this year.
That's cool.
Yeah, I've been looking for one, but they're far. They're like in Santa Monica. Sister girls, not doing that. So that's I gotta find one closer to me.
Career or relationship? 1, 2, 3.
Relationship.
Yes.
I left the idea of being a lawyer because I wanted a stable marriage.
I was like, I'm moving to New York because I heard they have jobs there. But I say both. I don't know. Logic or emotion? 1, 2, 3.
I try to be logical.
I do too.
Yeah.
Emotion tends to override, but logic. Yeah. And then one more, just because we didn't do this section from the black movie section I was going to do.
Okay.
Love and Basketball or The Best Man?
Ooh.
Ready? 1, 2, 3. Love and Basketball.
I feel like The Best Man, the series as a whole is phenomenal.
Oh, I've only seen the first one.
You didn't see the other.
Somebody said somebody died in that, and I was like,
yeah, no, The Best Man Holiday.
Why would I engage in that?
It's so good.
Why would I want? I don't feel like crying.
Oh, it's so good.
Annoying. All right, that's it. That's our game.
That was the only black movie.
Oh, I didn't do that. I have more. I didn't do this.
Okay,
section.
Do like three more.
Okay. Waiting to Exhale.
Waiting to Exhale. It doesn't matter what it is.
Soul Food.
My answer is Waiting to Exhale. I do not care. Whitney Houston is in that movie. Bernadine is in that movie.
Okay. Well, then hold on. Waiting to Exhale or The Preacher's Wife.
I love the Preacher's Wife.
That would have been a better matchup.
Yeah. The thing is, I want to do, this girl did it actually on Instagram. If you haven't found it, it's worth looking at. And I want, like, I'm inspired to do this. She did a Waiting to Exhale party.
Oh, that's
with, like,
cute.
A girl's night.
Yeah, that's cute.
So good. You definitely should look it up if you haven't seen it.
Okay. Set It Off or Baby Boy?
Oh.
1, 2, 3.
Well,
Set It Off.
Yeah, I was going to say Set It Off.
Set It Off. Yeah. Baby Boy's good, though.
Yeah, and it's just iconic in, like, kind of a bad way, but, like, it's still iconic.
Yeah, yeah. Brown Sugar or Love Jones? One.
Wait, Brown Sugar. Sanaa Lathan?
Sanaa and what? Tay, I think? Tay Diggs? My Divorce. That's the one. What are we celebrating? My Divorce.
Brown Sugar. What was the other one?
Or Love Jones.
I haven't seen Love Jones in a long time.
Oh, Love Jones is taking it from me. 1, 2, 3, Love it. Jones.
Okay, I don't remember.
Oh, it's so good.
Is it?
Yeah, you can watch it right now. It's so good.
Dang, I hate that I don't remember it for real.
Oh.
Like, I hate that I don't remember it for real.
Love Jones for me. All right. Friday or Coming to America? 1, 2, 3, Friday.
Yeah, I think it's Friday for me because it's laugh out loud funny.
Yes.
Coming to America is hilarious, but Friday,
yeah,
boy, I tell you. Oh.
Boomerang or, this is not even a good comparison, low-key. Boomerang or The Wood? 1, 2, 3, The Wood.
Oh, I think it's Boomerang for me, though.
Boomerang is good. Yes. But The Wood was my time.
Yeah, I get it.
What we do? Mackin? Hangin. Mackin? I loved it. Last one, Nutty Professor.
Okay.
Or Norbit. Oh. 1, 2, 3, Nutty Professor. All right, that's it.
All right, well, that was fun. Very good, Mamel. We will be, this episode that we just did for the Patreon, that is, will drop in 2 weeks. Next week. Yeah, thank you. And hopefully, well, I'll be in Sundance, and hopefully Melanie and Greg will be in Sundance as well.
We'll see.
All right. Thank you guys for hanging with us for the last couple hours. We'll see you guys in a couple weeks. Bye.
Bye.